Hi folks, this is Jason Silva, Marblehead's Town Administrator and host of the Marblehead on the Move podcast. The Marblehead on the Move podcast was created as a means to provide timely updates and information to residents on all that's happening in the town of Marblehead. The Board of Selectmen voted to implement a snow emergency response to snow events once again this year on an as-needed basis. Declared snow emergencies will prohibit on-street parking starting at midnight the day of the anticipated snowstorm. On-street parking will be allowed the following morning starting at 7 a.m. during a declared snow emergency, unless conditions do not allow it. If the duration of any snow emergency is more than a day, on-street parking will be prohibited on each day of the snow emergency from midnight to 7 a.m. Any vehicles that violate these provisions will be subject to the issuance of parking tickets and towing. Parking ticketing and towing will be done in a matter of priority and will be done to all vehicles parked on street during a snow emergency. If towed, vehicles will be stored at the transfer station. Notification of a declared snow emergency during this trial period shall be done through the town website, Code Red automated call system, town-managed social media accounts, MHTV, and any other outlets the town has available. The Green Marblehead Committee and the Metropolitan Area Planning Council are developing a net zero roadmap to chart the course to meet the town's goal of reaching net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. And we're hoping to hear from you. If you missed the net zero workshop on October 6th, please let us know what your climate action priorities are and what you think should be included in the roadmap. You can complete the survey today at marblehead.org. If you weren't able to join the Net Zero Workshop, you can view the workshop and presentation slides also at marblehead.org. The Elm Street Drainage Improvement Project is planned to begin on November 29th. Major components of the work will consist of replacing significant portions of the drainage main on Elm Street and connecting it to a recently installed system on Elm Street near Evans Road. Second, the project includes new catch basins on Elm Street and sidewalk and curb improvements. Lastly, the project includes replacing a sewer and main and drain main cross country between Roosevelt and Evans Road. Work is scheduled to take approximately 2 months for utilities. Once complete with utility improvements, the contractor will demobilize for the site and return in the spring of 22 to perform curbing and sidewalk improvements on Elm Street. The town is preparing to update its harbor plan, and the Board of Selectmen has created a harbor plan working group to help facilitate and manage the process. Working with town consultants, the Harbor Plan Working Group will play an important role in informing the Harbor Plan update. The town was fortunate to receive funding through the Seaport Economic Council to support this project. For the update, the town envisions a healthy public participation process with a series of public meetings and stakeholder interviews to obtain the input and the perspectives of the commercial boating interests, pleasure boaters, industries that support the boating community, general public, and town officials. The updated plan will establish the town's objectives, standards, policy, and vision for public and private uses situated along the waterfront. The study will seek to identify ways in which the working waterfront can be improved economically for fishing, boating, and related industries, and ways in which public access and the enjoyment of the waterfront can be improved and expanded. The Board of Selectmen designated two positions on the working group for interested residents and one position to represent the commercial fishing industry. If you are interested in serving on the working group to fill these positions, please email wileyk@marblehead.org. If you would like more information or have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, Jason Silva, at silvaj@marblehead.org, or the town planner, Becky Curran, at rebeccac@marblehead.org. marblehead.org. The Town of Marblehead and the Metropolitan Area Planning Council are also hosting a virtual forum on Tuesday, December 7th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. to hear from the community about their vision for the reuse of the Coffin School site. You can register for the forum by visiting the town's website, marblehead.org. The Coffin School site became vacant when school operations were relocated to the new Brown School on October 13th. It is currently owned by the school department. The school committee would need to make a determination that the site is no longer needed for school purposes and transfer the property to the Board of Selectmen in the town. And town meeting approval will be needed in order to ultimately dispose of the land. This process comes on the heels of the recently completed housing production plan, which detailed the need for more affordable and diverse housing options to meet the needs of Marblehead residents. A priority recommendation from the housing production plan was to leverage public assets for mixed income housing. This visioning project is supported in full by a grant from Mass Housing. In order to determine the best way forward, we will be hosting a variety of public engagement opportunities where attendees will help identify a vision for the Coffin School site, review redevelopment scenarios, and provide input on priorities and trade-offs. This will eventually inform a request for proposal to select a developer for the site that is best able to achieve the community's vision. Again, the first opportunity to provide input on the Coffin School reuse will be this virtual forum scheduled for Tuesday, December 7th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Learn more about the project, help prioritize housing types, density, open space, and other features of the redevelopment by attending the forum. Lastly, the Board of Selectmen has announced that two affordable apartments are available for rent at the town-owned Picket House on Franklin Street. For more information on the units and the restrictions on the use of the units required by the gift left by Moses A. Pickett in 1852, please visit the town website. Thank you very much for listening. Please be sure to follow the Town of Marblehead on Facebook at Town of Marblehead, and on Instagram and Twitter at Town of MHD. And be sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast. Have a great holiday week.